Well, this, I reckon, is my third attempt at starting this recording, because I fucked up just saying hello every time. And one of the times I said howdy, which just didn't feel right, to be honest. One of the other times I said hello, Ash, which is me. I don't know what's going on. I think it might be long COVID or something. Just a quick one. Don't know if there's going to be a podcast today, Monday, because we haven't been able to record one. We've both been very, very busy. We've both been gigging this weekend. Punks has been off with Premier League footballers and stag doos. I can't wait to hear all about them. And we didn't get a chance last week, again, busy. and so we're going to try and record one later tonight after I finish recording I'd Watch That with Richard Sandling. So it's currently 20 past five as I record this. I'd Watch That. I sort of begin sorting that out about seven, and then that'll be done probably just after 10 o'clock. And then maybe, depending on what state Panks is in, we'll try and record an episode for you, knock that one out so you've got something to listen to. It's been a very awkward week this week, also, with just getting anything done. There's not a lot of time. And then on Thursday, of course, we've got our first run-throughs of the new shows, which we can still come to. I think that genuinely, this isn't one of those weird, well, there's only a few tickets left things. Like, I genuinely think at Cambridge, there is just a couple of tickets left. There really aren't many. I think it holds 100 people. And I think we're down to like the last 10 or so tickets. And when I say or so, I know I added or so then, so it sounded like that's a lie. But genuinely, I think there's like 10 tickets left, and I think they're kind of expecting it to sell out, which is great. I don't think anything to do with me and Justin, don't get me wrong, but just a very good, well-promoted club, and people are coming along. On a personal point of view, I did 20 minutes of new stuff last night, a gig, trying to run through some stuff that I've not said before, and trying to find the funny in it, and it went really well, probably too well. It's probably given me a bit of too much confidence in it, to be perfectly honest, because I've been worrying about it for a long time, and then for it to sort of go and do that well, as maybe today I've sort of been like, oh well, that went well, that's all gonna be fine then. Well, that's quite dangerous, isn't it? But we shall see. The people who were filming it can't now do that, so we're now trying to find someone else who can come to Southend and film the show. But luckily we've got some really good sound guys. They're sound guys and they're sound engineers, and they were already going to be ripping the sound through the desk, and they think that they can get someone to film it, or they can at least borrow the equipment to film it. So hopefully that's going to be a winner and we can get it filmed, and then you can get watching it. If you're not coming, you'll be able to watch it on YouTube or wherever, and maybe we'll do some sort of watch along on Twitch or something as well. Don't know, does that work with stand up? Can you do a watch along? Can do what you like, really, I guess. But the idea is, obviously, we're going to do these shows, record them, and then make them free for you to see on YouTube, if you so wish. Got to have something out there. Got nothing of any quality out there at the moment, really, so it'd be good to have something. You can hear me wheezing. It's because I'm not very well, and this is me going for a walk to pick up my daughter, and I just can't really breathe. I think it might be the fatness, but it might be the COVID. I'm not sure which one's which, really. I know some of you were having a few issues with Car Park Pod, the last one. Hopefully that's been sorted, because it was just weird. It didn't seem to download everywhere. But I don't know if that got resolved or not. I know some people messaged and said that they hadn't got it. There was no sort of audio file on Patreon. But hopefully it got resolved. If not, I'll try and re-upload it. Let me know. Or put it on the Discord, and either I'll see it or Justin will see it, more likely Justin. And I'll put it back up. Hopefully there'll be more car parks. It's very unlikely about the old car parks at the moment, because I might have spoken about it on the pod, but the clutch went on my car, and it's cost 1500 quid. And then at the weekend, there was a bit of a strange noise, and all the oil had leaked out of the gearbox, so that's gone back in. So currently no car, which is weird, because about 6 o'clock yesterday, as I needed to leave for the gig, I realised that I didn't have a car and I couldn't get there. You just take it for granted when you've got a car that the car's going to be there, but it wasn't. So I had to walk to the gig, which, you know, sounds fun, but it wasn't. It's rubbish. But like I say, gig went well, so it was all right. And then yesterday also, I was on BBC London radio station. I was the guest on a show with a spoken word poet called Lionheart. I don't know if that's his real name, I haven't got a clue, but I had a lot of fun on there. I was on for about an hour. It was really good, very good fun. I think you can find that if you so wish on the BBC Sounds app, Lionheart. I don't think it's his show, I think he was standing in for someone, but you'll find it, BBC London. I was on about 11 o'clock at night, so you'll find that if you want. Richard Sandling is the guest on I'd Watch That. He's the man that got me into stand-up comedy. He knows lots about films. Very, very knowledgeable. He's going to put me to shame talking about films tonight. But that podcast will be available pretty much straight after we do the Twitch stream. So, if you like that kind of thing, some of you do, but not all of you, it seems. Some of you listening to this will not be subscribed to I'd Watch That. Now go and listen to I'd Watch That. It's a great podcast. Watch it live on Twitch and go and subscribe to the podcast and download it, because I can see the numbers are nowhere near this. And I understand it's not got Panks in it, but one of them has. Even if you go and listen to the Panks episode. I finished this week Pank Kanori. That's now on Apple iTunes. You'll see that. I actually followed through and sorted that out. So that is on iTunes now. You can listen to Pank Kanori, the four-piece audiobook from Justin Panks. It's very good, wasn't it? Really enjoyed that. I got some in behind the curtain knowledge about it from him yesterday. Looking forward to the next one. I really enjoyed it. I really liked the fact that I was really keen to know what was going to happen next. You know, it kept me wanting more. It's quite rare, isn't it? Quite a rare thing. So well done, Panks, for that. Pank Kanori, subscribe on iTunes, subscribe on Spotify, subscribe wherever you subscribe. Should be everywhere now. And like I say, I'd watch that. Well, I'm just almost ready to pick up my daughter, so you don't need to come with me for that. I'll put this up now. Hopefully there'll be a bit of an episode later, even if it's a quick one with me and Panks. And hopefully Thursday, we should have a full episode for the patrons. Thank you very much.